You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple, where we deliver weekly masterclass episodes that help podcast hosts and podcast guests elevate their podcasting game. I am your host, Alex Sanfilippo. Today's episode features audio from a session of the latest PodPros quarterly event. To learn more about the speaker in this episode, along with other helpful resources, including the video version of this episode and links to attend next quarter's event, please visit podpros.com/182. And now, please enjoy today's episode.
Hey, I'm Lindsay Phillips with Smooth Business Podcasting, and I'm just going to dive in and share with you how to create a system that boosts your podcast guesting ROI. And so here is what I found with a number of clients. They were guesting on podcasts, which is an amazing strategy, builds your authority, your exposure, gets you leads. However, they were guesting on a ton of podcasts, but their exposure wasn't growing. Their e-list wasn't growing. And so they just sort of felt like it was being, you know, time wasted, right? And the energy, and it wasn't converting as high as they wanted to. Here's the crucial piece of information. They need data to find the solution, to figure out what the problem is and how to fix it. And so what I did was create a tracking sheet. And here's one piece of the puzzle. So the first part is tracking, who have you pitched? Which shows have you pitched to be on? Who has invited you? What interviews have booked? And which ones have even gone live? Because really, it's like you're pitching to all of these great podcasts, but maybe many of them haven't even followed up. But they would be a great opportunity for you. So you want to figure out, you know, and track to make sure that you're not having any of them slip through the cracks. And then same with when people get, you know, invite you, oh, I'll send you the calendar link, and then it just, you don't get it, or you go to reschedule and it just doesn't transpire. I've had that happen before. Or, you know, your interview is booked and you interview, but then a couple of months later, you're like, whatever happened to that interview? And you wonder if it even went live. So you do want to find out from the host, hey, you know, do you have a time period of when you think the show's going to go live so that you can figure that out and track it and go to their website and see if it is live or reach out? Because think about all that time that you're spending reaching out, finding the shows, trying to book the interview, having the interview, and then it not even being able to go live, and you're not able to leverage it for new leads in that authority. They're like falling through the black hole, the abyss. And so I created a simple pitch and booking tracking sheet for my clients and myself, Excel spreadsheet, Google spreadsheet. I think Google's really great because then you can share it with your team members or your VA that is helping you out, track all these moving pieces. And so create a number of different columns. So the first one is date, obviously what show you've pitched or what show you are, you know, were invited to be on. I usually link out to the webpage. Another column is their name and then their contact email, their phone number and notes. And you want to have a column for like when was the interview date, you know, scheduled for? What is the rough going live date? Has it gone live? And then that way you can track which ones you're waiting for, which ones are live. And then I usually add a column that is the host's live link of where they shared it. And then I even extend that further. I publish them on my website so that I can leverage the content on my site. And, you know, with the picture and the video, if it's there, linking to the hosts, show notes, I add my own stuff, call to actions, so you can leverage it a little bit further and get more ROI. And then I have that link on the spreadsheet as well. Super easy, like doesn't need to be complicated. And then the next part of the puzzle is figuring out through tracking again, this is the second part of it, where you get to figure out which shows you're getting higher ROI from, or even which lead magnets are getting you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. And so we use a simple tool called Pretty Links. It's a plugin that is in the back end of WordPress, and it allows you to create unique links. So again, instead of sharing, you know, my most wonderful checklist.com, you are sharing a link that is specific to the podcast that you're going on. So let's say you were going on Entrepreneurs Are Us podcast, you would create your link that would smoothbusinesspodcasting.com/entrepreneur. So a link that is specific for that podcast and those listeners, that's easy to remember, easy to punch in. And then that way it's going to track. So you're going to have all these pretty links. So don't, going back to that spreadsheet, you're going to put in another column. It's going to be the pretty link that's going to direct to the lead magnet that you shared on the episode. And then you can track how many people are clicking on that link. And so then you just have a task to update the spreadsheet. And it will tell you how many people have clicked that link from that show to your lead magnet. It will even show you the time period. So let's say you have a time period between, I don't know, June 1 and June 30th. Then you can see how many people clicked that lead magnet within that short time frame. You can even then extend it and go into your CRM or ClickFunnels or whatever it is that you're using. And you can see, okay, how many actual opt-ins did I get during that time frame? Yes, you may have another podcast that went live, but then you can kind of, it just helps you guide, right? Like the getting the correlation between, okay, I'm getting all these clicks and I got a bunch of opt-ins for that lead magnet. So the chances are a lot of them are for that podcast. You can create new landing pages that have a unique link for like Facebook. I usually use a different landing page for Facebook ads than I do everything else, because then I just know that the tracking is super clean and that data is super specific. But this is a really good gauge to help you figure out, okay, which types of shows are people actually going to my lead magnet? How many are opting in? And then you can figure out too, like all, let's say you share, have three different talks, three different lead magnets. Then you are able to see which are the hot topics, which lead magnets are getting the most action, so to speak. And then with that data, you're able to create change. So like with one of my clients, we updated her one sheet. We tweaked her interview topic so that they were a little sexier and a little bit more niche and very specific. Like the three ways you can, you know, grow your podcast by 10 times your podcast growth, or, you know, five things to avoid so you can, you know, pay less in taxes, whatever it may be. And then have a lead magnet that is very specific for that interview topic so that it feels like a natural next step for the listener. Like, ooh, yeah, they gave me some good tips, but I really want the next thing. So we were able to tweak those things. And then the clicks and the opt-ins were going up. Now, taking that one step further, we do actually do some extra statistics. So I'm able to go into the back end, you know, for January, February, whatever month, and see for their lead magnets, how many views are they getting on the page? How many opt-ins are they getting? Therefore, you can see like that landing page gets a 50% conversion, which is killer. Or, you know, I'm getting a ton of action on the page, but not many opt-ins. So maybe I need to alter the language or the look of it or whatever it may be. And then, of course, down the funnel, you know, are they converting to a conversation or buying the next thing? So then you look at that part of your funnel, you know, I'm getting all these leads, traffic to my landing page through these podcast interviews, but they're not taking the next step. So that's where the data really helps you figure out what to do next. And then like my client, you know, she discovered that it was these specific podcasts where her avatar was really hanging out and taking action. So she did more of that. So that will really help you boost that ROI. And if you use, you know, affiliate links for your products, you can add that in because obviously they're very specific and have tracking and so forth. But this will allow you to make those pivots so that you are getting the leads, so that the shows are live. You're able to leverage the content and you're able to see the data and pivot accordingly to get the leads, to get the conversions, to get the sales. And before I go, I just want to give you one more quick tip, and that is how to boost and leverage your exposure for when it does go live. So making sure, I already mentioned, you know, publishing it on your website is a really good way to, you know, get traffic on your website. They get to see what you're all about and what your services are. But the other thing is to don't just post once and say, hey, I was on this show, check it out. You want to use it again, email your list, share it with your list. It's great content, right? Put it on LinkedIn as an article, or if you're doing newsletters, pull out little bits, because I'm sure you gave a ton of amazing content and tips and, you know, quotes, or brought up some great questions and food for thought. So then you can do what I call snackable bites. And that is like images and posts that are just like one specific little thing. So a tip or a quote from you, or even just asking your audience questions. So, you know, hey, I had a great conversation with this person. We talked about this and this came up. You know, what are you doing? Or what kind of tool are you using for this? You know, do you think you prefer this or this? So you're able to leverage that content and make it go further so that you're not, you know, trying to kill yourself every week, trying to create new content. And it's you, right? It's your expertise. Why not use it to boost your authority? So leverage your content, track the results, use pretty links and use specific links when you're on a podcast, and, you know, making sure that you're tracking when you're booking, when it's live. So that way nothing is falling through that black hole and you will get so much more greater results from your podcast guesting. So get out there and good luck in your podcast guesting. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Podcasting Made Simple. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please share a screenshot or picture of yourself listening to it on social media. Be sure to tag us so we can follow you and also reshare it. Additionally, if you know someone who would benefit from listening to this as well, please send it their way. For show notes and resources from this episode, please visit podpros.com/182. Thank you again for listening, and I'm looking forward to bringing you another masterclass episode next week.